This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. Radar is a great tool for seeing approaching precipitation and gauging its intensity, a technology that's been around a long time. But how does it actually work, Rick?
Weather radar in the 1960s and 70s worked very much along the principles that were discovered and implemented during World War II. Basically, send out a burst of electromagnetic radiation, listen for the time it takes for that signal to come back, and then from that you can plot how far away it is. By using appropriate wavelengths of energy, those early radars were able to detect precipitation, especially rain. They were not nearly so sensitive to things like snow.
So how do we get to the more sophisticated and sensitive radar we have now?
The next big advance in radar technology became operational in the 1990s with the advent of Doppler radar, where the movement of whatever the radar beam is reflecting off of towards or away from the transmitter very slightly changes the frequency of that reflected energy. And so by tracking that, can tell whether the snowflake or the raindrop is moving towards or away from the weather radar. Also much more sensitive than the first generation of weather radars, and so we're much better at detecting snowfall and even clouds when they were appropriately thick.
There is even another generation of radar technology, but we're out of time this week, so we'll pick that up on the next BTW. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.